Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, brothers and sisters. Melkam Mata, Erev Tov. Yes, I and Demin, Ameshachu. Yes, I. A little bit of Amharic right there, but just to keep it basic, from a more Amharic scriptural greetings, as in the Hebrew say, Erev, Erev. Some say Erev. The ancient pointing is Erev, evening, Tov, or Tawab, Tov. Tov means good. Erev Tov, good evening. Erev Tov, good evening. Melkam Mata, and then Harik from the Metzav Kedus, a more, we say, scriptural ancient greetings. Melkam, beautifully good. Mata, the evening, as evening and morning is one day. Yes, I. Rastafari. So Mikai and I ride up right here, here, here. Chazak, chazak. Be strong, chazak, chazak. One needs chazak and Mikai and I be strengthened, Mikai and I encourage one another. What is said, whenever we complete a book of HaTorah, a book of the direction, instruction, completing the fourth book of Moses, a Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called in translation, Numbers, and it's called Bamidbar, in the wilderness. So here we pick up and we begin with the fifth book known as Debarim. Ha Debarim. Debarim literally means the words or words, but referring to the 10 words, aka also known as the 10 commandments. So Debarim, ancient pointing, Devarim. Modern pointing, Devarim. Devarim, the words. The 10 words, the 10 commandments. Well, here, here, here. Make me ride up here for Monday. All right, what's called Monday, the second day of the Shavuah. Here for Discipleship Monday, the DM Mondays, Mellow Mondays, Ministry Mondays, Midrash Mondays, the second day. Here, 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 what is said from the liturgy of His Divine Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, on the days from Monday to Friday. First words right here, here, here.
Andenya, Kasenyo, Iska Arb Baluta Kenoch, Zawater Yemi Bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam Lanchi Hun. Inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish bepazion in kwe yetagetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
And here, here, here we have the evening psalm, Psalm 48, appointed for the second day of the seven. Here, 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 Psalm 48. Hear this.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her, tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever, forever.
Rise up to chant King's Highway. Yay, yay, yay.
Ghana, light to Liberia.
Ayana,
the road we are here in Dallas, trod.
Rastafari
is our life. He is the 225th great grandson of King Solomon. Acts 2:19 verse declares. Brethren, let me freely speak. Of David, the prophet. According to the flesh, through his lineage, he shall bring again David to sit upon his throne in the last day. And morning star. Revelation 5 declare. To walk the seven seals. No man in heaven, neither above the heaven. No one under the earth, nor up on the earth, did born worthy. Lord is the Lamb that sits upon the throne of David. The Father, Mother. I
am I, turn as I come, everything that is, I have
I gave thee the power thy ransom, hit the whole and to the
far I give thy
you are my witnesses to prove and to know. Your King, the Holy One of Israel. Bring my son from far. Of righteousness. The Rastafari, thy shepherd, I shall not want.
The Rastafari, thy shepherd, I shall not want.
seed to rest up in green pastures. He lead us by the rivers of righteousness by his namesake. Though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, thou shalt not fear. The sheep heard the shepherd calling. The Rastafari bring back his own. He was 99 in the shepherd's tent.
What a shepherd I saw.
One stray and gone away. The shepherd stay. Come to Zion, come to Zion. Everything is ready. King Creator. The only human mechanic, the Almighty.
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. 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 Evermore.
O Father, watch in Zion. Hear our voice, O Jah, today in our prayer, and accept your thanksgiving. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done and for what you're doing now. The Lord is our shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Ever still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go. In the tides of heaven flow. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, cause Jah is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go. In the tides of heaven flow. So, so strong and great you are. When you are angry, mighty sea. When the storm is gone, we find you're still a playmate kind. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go. In the tides of heaven flow. Splashing, dashing, your restless sea. Never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shalom, Chaburim, Shalom, Hebrew. First words here for this 44th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding here in INIRA, Safari Sabbatical Studies. And for this Shabbat Strong, the first parsha, the first reading, the first words here from this fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. The Sefer Devarim, Sefer HaDebarim, Hebrew first words here. These be the words which Moshe spake to all Israel on this side Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazeroth, and Di-Zahab. Shema Yisrael, Hebrew first words here for this 44th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in INIRA, Sefarai Sabbatical Studies, and for this Shabbat Strong, Hebrew first words, Eile HaDebarim, these the words, Eile HaDevarim Asher Dibar Moshe Il Kol Yisrael Be Ebar Hayarden Ba Midbar Ba Eraba Mol Sufa Bena Paran Uben Tofel We Lavan Wahatz Erota We Di Zahab. Hebrew first words here for this 44th Torah portion reading and feeding. Devarim, the words. Eile Ha Devarim, these be the words which Moshe spake to all Israel on this side Jordan, in the Midbar, in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hazeroth, and Di-Zahab. Hebrew first words here. Eile HaDebarim Asher Diber Moshe Il Kol Yisrael Be'eber Hayardena Bamidbar Ba'eraba Mol Sufa Bena Paran Ubena Tofela Willabana Wahatzerot with the Zahab. Hebrew first words, El HaDebarim, these be the words, these the words, Ele HaDebarim, Debarim, the words. Sabbatical study, this INI Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
And here we pick up with the fifth book of Moses, the fifth book of the Torah, Devarim, Hebraically called the words, and known as Deuteronomy, the repetition, Deuteronomy, the Deutero of the Nomos, Deuteronomy, repetition of the law. But here's a Rhema tune for Einai Rastafari, as Prince Far I, in a tune called Every Time I Hear the Word, Debarim, Habarim. Yeah.
And said unto them, Hear our words which the Lord hath commanded, that ye shall do them 6
day shall work be done, but the seventh day shall be the holy day, a day of Sabbath, a rest day for the Almighty. Whosoever doeth work, then shall be put to death. And work they shall put to death, he shall kindly no fire show your navigation upon the Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear. And the Lord said unto Moses, a tree, two table of stone, like unto first, and I will write upon them the table of words, that were the first table which thou art breaking. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai. Every time I hear the word, 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 the word. Word is in but blueth unkind. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word. And Moses gathered all his congregation of the children of Israel together, and said unto them, the hard words which the Lord hath commanded that we shall do them. 6 days shall do all thy work. But remember the second day is the Sabbath day. Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, 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 every time I hear the word.
And I used to say and still say, nothing perfect is Jah and his word. Every time I and I hear the word, that Prince Far I tune right there, that dub with this Torah portion and these Torah portions here in the fifth book of Moses, the word sound, the relix of what Prince Far I speaking of is speaking of this Torah portion here and this book here, the fifth book of Moses, the words. The words, and that's interesting because from an English KJV perspective, you look at the book, the fifth book of the Bible known as Deuteronomy, and one's read it as Deuteronomy, which translated from the LXX and the Koine Greek, the Septuagint, basically is the Mishnah HaTorah. So what happened was that I and I peoples, like we speak in English now, but they were Hebrew peoples believing and having faith in the Messiah, Yeshua, who carried that word, that word, that word in the common language, the Koine Greek that they spoke, but bringing forward the Hebrew ideas. So the Mishnah, it's actually called the Mishnah HaTorah. Mishnah means repetition. Here, this day right here, Monday, right, is known as the Sheni, huh? Yom HaSheni, the day of the second. The second day in the 7 days known as the Shabuah, like from Sheba, Shabbat, which means seven. The Sabbath, Shabbat, right there. So the Mishnah, right, the Mishnah HaTorah meant the repetition of the directions, instruction. So that right there being translated into the language that most of the scattered Hebrews and Israelites and Yehudi and even the Christians later on spoke, right, was translated as Deuteronomy. But in that tune right there, you can see the Rastafari. You can hear, seen, sight. You can hear the Rastafari revelation speaking about Moshe, speaking about the word, even the 10 words right here. Yes, I.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
Eile ha-debarim. Eile in the Hebrew. Eile these. Ha-the-debarim. These are the words. And we'd like to share this right here of His Divine Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie. You don't know. Right here. Every goodie should have known.
My advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Your Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Word.
በዚህ ቀን የኛ ግዛት ውስጥ ያለው ሁሉ ነው የምንናገረው.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Eleha debarim, asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael de eber ha yardin bamidbar de araba mol suf ben paran uben tofel vela laven vechatzrot vedi zahav. These are the words. Eile ha-devarim. These are the words. Eile ha-devarim, which Moshe spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, in the Araba, over against Suf, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban, and Hatrot, and Di Zahav. These are the words, and these are the first words as we begin here, this fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, the repetition of the law, and known in the Masorah as the Sefer HaDevarim, the Sefer HaDebarim, the cipher of the words, Debarim, Ele HaDebarim. These are the words. Here the reference is to all the ordinances contained in this book, beginning with the 10 words, the Aseret HaDebarim, known as the 10 commandments. Some of these have been previously recorded in the other books of HaTorah, in the other books of Torah, and are now repeated for the benefit of the new generation,
which was to enter Canaan, which was to enter the Afra-Canaan promised land. Now, others are repeated because of additional details and points of elucidation. But there are some commandments which are reported here in the Sefer HaDebarim in Deuteronomy for the first time. For example, those relating to divorce, those relating to Levirate marriage. Although these two had been received by Moshe either the Sinai on Sinai or in the tent of the meeting during the first year after the departure from Mitzrayim, after the departure from Egypt. Now, this explains the absence from the entire book of the usual formula. Note this, there's an absence from the entire book of Deuteronomy, from the entire Sefer HaDebarim, there's an absence of the usual formula. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and or this phrase, command the children of Israel, command the B'nai Yisrael, Yisrael Lejod. So these phrases, these two phrases, we find absent from the entire book. What are these two phrases? This usual formula. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe Lemor, saying, speak to the B'nai Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, or command the children of Israel, as intimated in verses 5, and we move forward to chapter 4, verse 44, the main part of the book, the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, begins with the Aseret HaDebarim, with the 10 words known as the 10 commandments. What precedes is an introduction in which Moses admonished the people and recalled Ha Elohim Ruku Baruch Hashem, mercy toward them. Ele Ha Debarim, these are the words.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and man elaborate on hand 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 elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
And these are the words.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisa et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekaddesho. Kabed et avicha ve'et immecha. Lo tirtzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov. לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test. Whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to know.
Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, right up here for this force.
So here on the Sheni, Mishnah is interesting, ain't it? Deuteronomy in the Greek actually was a way of expressing in another language the Hebrew. The Hebrew name and reference to the book, the Mishnah HaTorah, the repetition, the Mishnah of the directions, instruction, thus the Greek Deuteronomy, Deuteronomos. Nomos is law in the coin of, but here for the second day, we're going to write of the first, and the second Alio, the readings here for this Devarim here in the fifth book of Moses and the first reading here at the 44th sabbatical study. And we have today's daily psalm. Wow, that's interesting. 44, today's daily psalm right here, here, and here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, is Psalm 8, 4 and 4. Yes, sir, do the math, do the math. So here, here, here. Here, 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 here.
Shalom, Chaberim, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam, for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath of the Words. Here, here, here,
here, here, here,
here,
here,
here, here, here, here, here. Beginning the fifth book of Moses.
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 Moses. Fifth book of Moshe.
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 Moshe. The book that is called and known as Deuteronomy, the Sefer,
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 Devari,
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 the Sefer, the Sefer, ha, the Devarim, the word, the Sefer HaDevarim, called the Sefer HaDevarim, and known as the Sefer Devarim. This Torah portion here for Shabbat Devarim,
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 Sabbath of the Words, here, here, here. Beginning the fifth book of Moses, the final book of HaTorah, the directions and instructions. And here for this Shabbat Devarim, the 44th Rastafari sabbatical study, and here, 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 for this Shabbat strong, Shema Yisrael, give ear, right here. B'shem Ha'av, Wehavein, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Here, picking up and beginning with the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first reading, the Rishon Aliyah,
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 offering up, up offering for this 44th Parsha, this sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong. Fifth book of Moses, called Deuteronomy, chapter 1. The failure at Kadesh Barnea. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear. Hebrew first words right here. Eile ha-divarim asher diver Moshe illa kol Yisrael di-iber ha-yardin ba-midbar. Ba'erabba mola suf ben parano ben tofel wilavan wa hatzerota wi'di zahab. These be the words. Eile hadibarim. These hadibarim. These be the devarim. Eile hadibarim. Asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael, which Moses, Moshe, spake to all Yisrael. Eile hadibarim asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael de'eber hayarden bamidbar. These be the words, ha devarim, these be devarim, the words which Moses spake to all Israel. On this side, Yarden, on this side, Jordan, Bamidbar, in the Midbar, in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea. Ba'erabba mol suf, between Paran and Tophel, ben Paran u ben Tophel, and Laban, and Hazarot, and Di Zahab, with Laban, wa Hazarot, with Di Zahab. There are 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Har Seir, Mount Seir, to Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, the 11th moon, on the first day of the moon of the month, that Moses spake to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, according to all that the Yahweh had given him in commandment to them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei, on this side Yarden, this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, this Torah, direction, instruction, Lemor. Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be, who he be, our I Elohim, spake to us, to I in Horeb, saying, ye, y'all, have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and to all the places nigh, near, thereto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, the valley, and in the south and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, to the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Jehovah sware to your fathers, your patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and to their seed, their race after them. And I spake to you at that time, at that Iwa Lemor, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. He who be, who ye be, your Elohim, true good, true God, hath multiplied you. And nay, behold, ye, y'all, are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, patriarchs, make you a thousand times so many more as ye, as y'all are, and bless you, as he hath promised you. And hear, Shema, give ear right here, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Debarim, Sabbath, the words, hear, picking up with fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy chapter 1 at verse 12 for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, the second reading for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath, the words. Eka Esa Le'abadiya Tarchikem Uwa Masa Ekem Wiribikem. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Eka. Eka esa libadi tarhikem uamasa ekem witri bekem. Take you wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And ye all answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads, Roshe, Rasses over you, captains over thousands, and captains over hundreds, and captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. And I charge your judges at that time, at that Iowa Lamor, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Ye all shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye all shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye all shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is Elohim, is the true good, the true God, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it to me, bring it to I, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time, at that Iowa, all the things which ye y'all should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible Mibar, great and terrible wilderness, which y'all saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as Yahweh Eloheinu, as he who be, who he be, Jehovah, I Elohim, commanded I. And we, I came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, ye, y'all are come to the mountain of the Amorites, which Yahweh Eloheinu, which Jehovah, I Elohim, doth give to us. Hine, behold, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath set the land before thee. I go up and possess it, as Yahweh, as he who be, we be, Jehovah, the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, hath said to thee, I.
Oh God, in the promised land. Now and I say greetings in the name of the mighty King, and I am played by the King of Zion. I bring an iron sacrifice, and I am responsible to dreadlock. Yes.
The promised land. Moving to the promised land.
In Ghana, like California, with Sunset Boulevard, Johannesburg would be Miami, Somalia like New York, with the most pretty light, the toughest pretty car, every new year, the African Times Square lock off, imagine Lagos like Las Vegas, the ballers them a ball, Angola like Atlanta, a pure plane take off, Bush Gardens in a Mali, Chicago in a Chad, Magic Kingdom in a Egypt, in the Delta in Sudan, the Congo like Colorado, Fort Knox in Japan. People living in Morocco like the state of Oregon. Algeria warmer than Arizona, bring your sun lotion. Early morning class of yoga on the beach in Senegal. Ethiopia the capital for the congregation. And that's how I belong, a day the king come from.
I can see us all in limos, that you want a limo.
Riding on the king's highway.
Porsches, Bastiat portraits, pinky rings, realistic princesses, heiresses, bunch of kings and queens. Plus, I picture fortunes for kids out in Port-au-Prince. Powerless, they not allowed to fit, but not about to slip. Vision promised land with fashion like Madison Ave, Manhattan, Saks Fifth Avenue, Rodeo, relaxing, popping labels. Promised land's no fable, this where the truth's told. Use them two holes above your nose to see the proof, yo. Imagine a contraption that could take us back when the world was run by black men. Back to the future, anything could happen. If these are the last days and 100-foot waves come crashing down, I get some hash, some pounds, pass around some bud and watch the flood. Can't stop apocalypse, my synopsis is catastrophic. And satellites is causing earthquakes, will we survive it? Honestly, man, it's the sign of the times and the times at hand.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. Yeah, talking about the promised land. Oh God, take me to the promised land.
Yes, yes, yes. So we need the directions and instructions of His Divine Majesty for the Promised Land. So here, 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 we have Psalm 8. Psalm 8 for today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the Order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 8 right here, here, here. Let's give it the first ear. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
And here, here, here is Rhema tune for today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 8. Very, very interesting. Midnight meditation. Midnight meditation. Babylon fruits. Hear this. Yes, sir.
We only fight to be that fool. Oh, meditation.
meditation, meditation Monday, meditation Monday, here, 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 the podcast. So Psalm 8, that tune there, Midnight Meditation, Babylon Fruits. Now it's interesting in the studies, one of the full of the studies on today's daily psalm is interesting, the themes. It begins off with creation, iration. The creation and the blameless creator and mind and man's place within the divine plan, the divine plan. As we study it, we begin to see that it both speaks of creation and also judgment. It speaks about the Babylon fruit. As a superscription of today's daily psalm, it reads, for the chief musician, upon gittith, gittith. Now, what is gittith? Gittith, ha gittith, lamnatayah, al ha gittith, for the chief musician, getting into the breakdown and the build of menatayah, we have netzah and the overcomer. So it can also be translated and understood from the Hebrew for the overcomer, for the one who triumphs. Interesting, in the New Testament, Hebrew understanding, revelation, where it speaks about the one who overcomes, the menatzeach, also translated as the chief musician, the musical leader, the musical director, all upon ha the gittith, on the wine press, on the wine vat. Some seen this as a song of harvest, Babylon fruits, trotting the wine press. Yes, here, 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 another little Rhema tune. I'm going to write off the Midrash. Midrash here. Mishnah Monday, Midrash Monday, Meditation, Meditation Monday, here, here, here. Rastafari Discipleship Monday. Here's a Rhema tune for today's song.
Wine and roses are no longer around. Strictly ragamuffin, just a rule of the town.
You must think here, and you must think
over there. Are you ragamuffin? Come on in, boo. Ragamuffin, yes you do. Ragamuffin,
he's all around.
When ragamuffin in the area, read about it in the paper. Ragamuffin make you bad so. Bubbling, bubbling on the radio. Are you rude? Ragamuffin, come on in, rude. Ragamuffin, yes you rude. Ragamuffin,
he's all around.
No, baby can't tell ya. Ragamuffin at the cooler, the rule of the area. Yeah, ragamuffin, days of wine and roses are no longer around. Strictly ragamuffin, just a rule of the town.
You must think here, and you must think over there.
Same rule, ragamuffin, come on in, rule, ragamuffin, yes you rule, ragamuffin, you
big all around.
Ragamuffin at the ruler, ragamuffin at the cooler, ragamuffin in the area. No baby can't tell ya. Are you rude? Ragamuffin, come on in, rude. Ragamuffin, yes you rude. Ragamuffin,
big all around.
Big in the town, yeah. When ragamuffin in the area. Read about it in the paper. Ragamuffin, that's a bubble show.
bubbling, bubbling on the radio.
Now you rule, ragamuffin, come on and rule, ragamuffin, yes you rule, ragamuffin.
Dig all around, be ranting in Jamaica, be ranting in New York, be ranting in Atlanta, ragamuffin, George Carlos.
Levanto
www.blogtalkradio.com / discipleship radio.
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained thy strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
מזמור חט, לנצח על הדיצית, מזמור לדוד. אדוני, אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ, אשר תנה הודך על השמיים. מפי עוללים ויונקים יסת עוז למען צורריך, להשבית אויב ומתנקם. כי אראה שמך מעשה אצבעותיך, ירח וכוכבים אשר כוננת. מה אנוש כי תזכרנו, ובן אדם כי תפקדנו. ותחסרהו מעט מאלוהים, וכבוד והדר תעטרהו. תמשילהו במעשה ידיך, כל שעת תחת רגלי. צונא באלפים כולם, וגם בהמות שדי. ציפור שמיים ודגי הים, עובר אורחות ימים. אדוני אדוננו, מה אדיר שמך בכל הארץ.
מזמור שמן למזמרן אלקאה בוושינגטון יהודה מזמור אביתו גיטאצ'ן סמי במדר הולו ג'יק תמסלת מסגנה בסמאות לי כף כף בלואד כהצענת נאק מית אבו לג'ו צ'אף מסגנה נזגת ג'ה סלטן תלעתן נאק אמניין למעט ית אפו צ'הן סרה סמאות צ'ן בייו גזי צ'רק ען נאק הועטבצן אנטי סרה הצ'ון ታሶዘን ሳውንድ ነው ትጎበኛው ዘንዴ ሰው ልጅ ምንድነው ከመላእክት ድቅድቅታ ታነሰው በክብርና በመስጋና ዘውድ ከለለው በጆችህም ስራ ሁሉ ላይ ሾም ሁሉን ከግሮቹ በታች አስገዛህለት በጎችንም ላሞችንም ሁሉ ደግሞም የምድረ በዳውንም ሰሶች የሰማይንም ወፎች የባህርም አሶች በባህር መንገድ የሚሄደውንም ሁሉ አቤቱ ጌታችን ስምህ በመድር ሁሉ እጅግ ተመሰገነ።
hopefully catch it on the replay. Hopefully catch it on the replay. Hopefully catch it on the replay. 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 You know, while these supplies here and there last, yes, I, Rastafari. So call in, call in, call in, call in, call in, call in, call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. We have like about minutes before we go into the...
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God. The Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Man, time a fly right here. Here we got like 33 minutes for the grace period right here. Here we're going to do something a little bit different, right? We're going to go to the judgment part of today's daily psalm, the eighth perek, the eighth section of the Midrash, the ancient reasonment of the ancient sages on today's daily psalm right here, to the judgment section right here. Give ear right here.
Yes, and another comment on, for him who triumphs at treading the winepress, at treading the getit, here, the superscription, the title, Hebraically, the Aleph, the first verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Chet. Lam Natzeach al Hagitit. For him who triumphs, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, for the one who wins, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeach Al Hagitit, usually translated as for the leader, for the chief musician, the musical leader, the musical director, upon Gitit, wine press. Lamnatzeach Al Hagitit, for him who triumphs at treading Hagitit, at trotting the wine press. The verse refers to the punishment of Gog and Magog and of the four kingdoms upon whom Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the power, will trod as in a wine press. As is said even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 2. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? Madua adoma lilavushecha uvagadecha bidorek begat. Hear. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth, in the wine fat, in the vine press, the wine vat. Hear. Madua adom alila busheka uba gadeka bidorek begat. Madua adom lilavusheka uba gadeka ke dorek begat. Yeshayahu hanavi, the prophet, Sayas Isaiah, he said, even in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16, the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzebaot Bamishpat V'ha'el HaKadosha Nikadasha, be tzedaka. Here, here, here. Full of verse, full of verse. Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 5, verse 16. But Jehovah of hosts, but Jehovah of armies, Yahuwah Tzibaot, shall be exalted in judgment, and Ha'el, Ha'el, and the Almighty, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, that is holy, Kadosh, shall be sanctified in righteousness. Wayigbaha Yahuwah Tzibaot b'mishpat. With Ha'el Hakadosha Nikadasha Biyatzadaka. When will Hakadosh Baruku, when will the Holy One, the sanctified, set apart one, blessed be he, be exalted? When he executes judgment upon Hagoyim, upon the nations, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community. For what is said in the preceding, chapter, even in Yeshayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone, all one, shall be exalted. Aine gavhuta dama shafel v'shacharum anashi v'nisgav Yahuwah levado bayom hahu. Here, here, here. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 11. The lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down. And Yahuwah and Jehovah alone shall be exalted in that day. Aine gabuhut adam shafel v'shacharum anashi v'nisgav Yahuwah levado bayom hahu. At such a time, at such an aiwa, Yah. Jehovah Tzibaot, Jehovah, he who be, we be of armies, shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbaha Yahuwah Tzibaot b'mishpat, and Jehovah of hosts shall be exalted in judgment. Vayigbah Yahuwah Tzibaot b'mishpat. Similarly, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty, I, the Almighty Ha'el said, and it shall come to pass in that day when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, and I will cause to rain up on him, upon him, and up on his bands, upon his bands, and up on the many, upon the many peoples that are with him, an overflowing shower, and great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Thus, like this, will I magnify myself, thyself? And they shall know that I am Yahuwah Jehovah. Here, 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 Yechezkel, Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, and verses 21 to 23. And here, here, Yechezkel, here, here, Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 38, here, verse 18. V'haya b'yom ha'huwa b'yom bo gog al adamata Yisrael nu Adonai Yahweh ta'ile chamati b'api. Hear, hear, full of verse, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18. And it shall come to pass at the same time, at the same hour. And it shall come to pass at the same time, Iowa, when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith Adonai Yahweh, saith Adonai Yahweh, that my fury shall come up in my face. Wehaya bayom hahu, b'yom bo Gog ala damata Yisrael, nu Adonai Yahweh, ta'ile chamatiya be'api. My wrath, my fury, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, Adonai, the sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh, Yahweh. Will go ham upon them. Adonai Yahweh ta'ile chamati be'api, that my wrath shall come up into my nostrils. Ta'ile chamati be'api. Verse 21, full of full. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith Adonai. We, every man's sword shall be against his brother. Vikarati alav likola harai chereva num Adonai. We chereva isha be achiv. I will call for a sword against him to all my mountains, saith the sovereign, he who be, who he be, Adonai Yahweh. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. Wikarati alayu alikol harai chereb nu Adonai Yahweh. Chreb ish be'achiyo tehyeh. Verse 22. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood, and I will rain up on him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Venishapati ito bedevera uvadam vigeshem shotefa veavneya elagavisha esha vegafarita amtira alayev veala egapayev veala Amima Rabima Asherito. With pestilence and with blood will I enter into judgment with him, and I will rain on him and on his hordes and on the many peoples who are with him, an overflowing shower and great hailstones, fire and sulfur, fire and brimstone. Venishapati aito bedever ubadama we geshema shoteifa we abneya elagavisha eish we gafrita amtira alayoa we alae gapayo. Allah Amima Rabbi Masharito. Verse 23. Thus like this will I magnify myself. Thus like this will I magnify myself and sanctify myself. And I will be known in the eyes of many nations. and they shall know that I be he who be who he be. Jehovah. Ve'hita gadiletia, ve'hita kadishti, ve'no da'etia, le'aynaya goyima rabima, ve'yadu ki'ani Yahuwah. I will magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will make myself known in the eyes of many nations, of many Gentiles, heathen, the international community, and they shall know that I be he who be who he be, Yahuwah, and they will know that I be Jehovah. Wehita gadileti, wehita kadishti, we nodaeti le ainaya goyim rabim, we yadu kiani Yahuwah. Similarly, Joel, the son of Petuel, he says, even in Joel, chapter 4, verse 9, verses 11 to 12. Proclaim y'all this among the nations, among the goyim, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye nations, and gather yourselves together round about. Make the nations be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. And here in the KJV King James Version, Joel chapter 3, this is found at Joel chapter 3 verse 9, that reads, full of verse, proclaim ye y'all this among the Gentiles, the heathen, the goyim, the international community. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them, make them come up. Kerozot abagoyim. Kadeshua milcham. Ha'iru ha'gibore. Yigeshua ya'ilu kolanshe. Ha milchama, proclaim this among the nations, the Gentiles, the international community. Kiru zot bagoyim. Prepare for war. Stir up the mighty men. Make all the warriors draw near. Make them come up. Kiru zot bagoyim. Kadeshu milcham ha'iru ha'giborim yigeshu ya'ilu kol anshei ha'milcham. And here, Joel, chapter 3, verse 11, KJV, full of verse, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together to gather round about. Thither, there, cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Jehovah. O Shua, Vavo, Kola Hagoyim, Mia Saviva, Ve Nika Batso, Shamma, Hanechata Yahuwah, Giboreka. Hurry and come. Oshua, wa bo'ua, all you surrounding nations, Gentiles, call hagoyim, and gather yourselves together, miyasabib. Cause your mighty ones to come down thither, there, O Jehovah. We nikabatsu shama hanechat Yahuwah giboreka. Verse 12, KJV, full of verse. Let make the heathen, the goyim, the Gentiles, the international community be wakened and come up into the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen, the Gentiles, the Goyim, the international community, the nations round about. Ye'oru ve'ya elu ha'goyim el emeka Yehoshaphat ki sham eshev lishpot et kol ha'goyim miya saviv. Make the nations arouse themselves. Ye'oru ve'ya'elu ha'goyim and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat and Aliyah to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Ve'ya'elu ha'goyim el emeka Yehoshaphat. For they ki sham, for they ki sham will I sit esheb to judge lishpot all the surrounding nations et kol hagoyim miya saviv ye orua we ya elua hagoyim el emeka Yehoshaphat. Ki sham esheb lishpot et kol hagoyim miya sabib. But there's no valley named Yehoshaphat. There's no valley named Jehoshaphat. What then is meant by the valley of Jehoshaphat? What then is meant by Amek Yehoshaphat? What is meant by Amek Yehoshaphat? The valley of Jehoshaphat. It is the valley in which the Lord, he who be Shaphat, will make decisions. Yehoshaphat, concerning all, kol hagoyi, all the nations, all the Gentiles, the international community. So it is described in the verse, even the verse from Euel, Joel, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of Jehovah is near in the valley of decision. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charutz, ki karov, yom, Yahuwah, be'aymeka, he'charutz. Hear. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charutz. For the day of Jehovah is near. Ki karov, yom, Yahuwah. In the valley of decision. Be'aymeka, he'charutz. Himonim, be'aymeka, he'charutz. Ki karov, yom, Yahuwah. Be'aymeka, he'charutz. Here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 14, the himonim, the multitudes are not the multitudes of the living, but the multitudes of the dead, as is intimated in the verse, even the verse from Yeremiyahu, from Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 32 to 33a. Behold, a great storm shall be raised up from the uttermost parts of the earth, the earthly plain, and the slain of Yahuwah of Jehovah shall be at that day from one end of the earth, of the earthly plain, even to the other end of the earth, the earthly plain. Thus, like this, after saying, there will I sit to judge all the nations round about. Here, 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 Yuel, Joel, Joel chapter 3, verse 12. For there, ki sham, esheb, lishpot, et kol hagoyim misabib. For there will I sit to judge. Ki sham esheb lishpot. All the nations round about. Et kol hagoyim misabib. Ha'el, ha'el. True good, true God, the power of the Almighty. Ha'el. Ha'el declared even in Eul and Job, Job chapter, Hebraically chapter 4, verse 13, but here in the KJV, Joel chapter 3, verse 13, put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Put in the sickle because the harvest is ripe. Shilchu Magal ki vashal katsir bo'u redu ki malagat heya shiku haya yikabi ki raba ra'atam. Full of verse. Put y'all in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come. Get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness, their ratchetness is great. Shilchu magal kia bashala katsir bo'u redu kia malagata heya shiku haya yikavi. Ki rabba ra'atam. After that, he says, so shall ye all know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy, my Isla mountain. Here, Joel chapter 3, verse 17. Here. We da'item ki ani Yehovah Elohekem shokina b'tzion har kadishia v'hayta Yerushalayim kodesh v'zarim lo ya'avru baha oda. Here, full of verse. So shall y'all know that I be he who be, who he be, your power, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, be set apart, and there shall no stranger pass through her any more. We da'etem ki ani Yehovah Elohekem shokeina b'tzion har kadishi v'hayta Yerushalayim kodesh v'zarim lo ya'avru baha od. And when will he be known as the Lord God? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be he, is seen in the wine press, in the gat. And when shall he be known as Yahuwah Eloheinu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen in the gat, in the wine press. When Ha'el Ha'el says, come, tread y'all. For the wine press is full. Come y'all. Bo ki, bo ridu. Come y'all. Come, tread y'all, for the wine press is full. Bo ridu ki malagat. Bo, come y'all, redu, tread. Ki, for, mala'a, full, got. the wine press. Bo'u, Ridu, Kimala, Gut. Hear, 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 Yoel, Ewell, KJV, King James Version, Joel chapter 3, verse 13. In the Hebrew, Joel chapter 4, verse 13. His triumph will be acknowledged, as is said even in the opening, the superscription of today's Psalm, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8, La Menatzeach al Hagitit, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeach, for the overcomer, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for him who triumphs at treading the winepress, Al Hagitit, at treading the Gitit. The term Gitit, it occurs four times in scripts, in the scriptures, and stands for four periods of the Galut, the exile. Firstly, in Psalm 84, verse 1, Lamnatzeach, for him who triumphs upon Al-Hagitit, the Gitit, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Second, for him who triumphs, La Menatzeach, upon Al-Hagitit, a psalm of Asaph, Psalm 81. And thirdly, the Gat in the book of Eul, the book of Joel, where it reads, come, tread ye, tread y'all, bo'u, redu, for the wine press, the gat is full. Ki mala'ah, gat. And fourthly, Psalm 8, hear, La Menatzeach al Hagitit, for him who triumphs, for the overcomer, for the Menatzeach, al Hagitit, upon the Gitit, Mizmor LeDawid, a psalm, a chant, Isis of David, Isis of the well-beloved, La Menatzeach, al Hagitit, Mizmor LeDawid.
Hear the judgment, yes I. Got Valley of Jehoshaphat, Richie Spice right there, and some other roots classics. Bringing out the Valley of Jehoshaphat, Jah's judgment. There's no valley that's named that, so what does it mean, Habarim? Hear. Look more on the Midrash, going to ride up, about to go into the grace period right here. It's a reminder for one of is. And can call in, here, 602-9761, or catch you on the replay. But on the theme of the superscription, the part that most ones sometimes I just overlook, the little small type before the first verse, it's so key Hebraically, here, so key Hebraically, the overcomer, La Menatzeach, to the one who overcomes, the one who triumphs, Al Hagitit, upon the wine press, trotting, overcoming. Here, about to ride up in the grace period. Calling, catch the replay. Here, for the overcomers.
Overcoming, huh? Yeah, man.
Right at the end. No. The genius again.
God is in your earth outside. From the friend that said them love me when me know them lying. Me pray for the gutly youth for time me know them cry. Babylon I shoot the lung and them I tell me a lie. Me pray, cause rice and flour for buy. Can't depend upon cassava that heart for fry. Now nah, living on the whole days that heart for try. Me rasp my mama eat bacon that heart for buy. So we
Tired of this, the damn frustration. Tired of Babylon and them damn molestation. Them know me occupation. Send a lock off the sound and lock me in a no station. With music a full nation. I it alone people use go through them tribulation. Me a talk with the nation. Me no want no demonstration. Nah, we tired of this, every day, man of them. Tired of the innocent, blood of shed. Tired of it, Jamaica run red. People can't sleep in a them bed. Me tired of this, poverty. We need solidarity. Me a talk for the majority. You hear me clearly, clearly. We
Melchizedek, yes I, Rastafari, right here. So much packed into the Psalms. When we study to shoe, I and I ourselves approve. Like to share this tune right here. Got it on the reload right here. Check out the responsibilities of youth, the teaching of His Majesty.
To save Africa.
In Ethiopia, at its capital, Addis Ababa, Emperor Haile Selassie, who sent four members of his air force to join Harambe Africa, speaks of the responsibilities of youth.
ጀማሪ በኋላም ተቀባይ ግብረገብነት አርቆ አስተዋይነት መስዋዕትነት ላይ የተመሰረተ ነው.
The future prospect of a country depends upon its young people. The integrity and the well-being of the whole of Africa can be preserved only when its youth, with unceasing effort, has developed an acute sense of discrimination, thus adopting what is only essential and constructive, and discarding that which does not contribute to the goal and aspiration of the peoples of Africa. The youth of Africa must show to the world that they are determined to use the best of their knowledge to bring about continuous progress and the common goal of unity and greatness as a tangible objective of the African peoples.
Yes, I, yes, I. Jah call upon the youths because they are strong. The Rasta man taught I and I and that. And as we study the teaching of his master, the glory we get to see here, even in the Torah reading and feeding the manna, the angel's bread, that we have 40 years later, you know, another generation on the rise, and they are poised to go into the promised land like the generation even nowadays in prophecy. But here, along with the reasoning from today's daily psalm, bringing out the point about the valley of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat, judgment. Jah will make decisions concerning all nations, multitudes in the valley of decision. So do you decide for or against the King of Kings? That's the choice.
From Bozrak with his garment dipped in blood. Said it I go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Yes, it I go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Said it I go red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon. Waving trees before I dry trees, they ever fruit before they open out the door. Gaze at the sign of the tree before. Yeah. When Jah were born in a stable, the fat little grass had his hay laid there. From Bozra with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. Oh, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in Jehoshaphat. When Jah come from Jerusalem with his garment dipped in blood. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, down in a Babylon. Oh, we talk about red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon. And one shall be taken away. Yes, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon. Oh, it a go red hot, red hot, red hot down in a Babylon.
Yes, 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 Richie. Yes, I. There we have Richie Spice. Richie Spice with a remake of the classic tune. And how the tune right there, Valley of Jehoshaphat, Valley of Jehoshaphat, the remake and the original tune brings out the prophecy. Have you seen His Majesty Kanamawi Haile Selassie in the coronation robes? What color are they? Isaiah chapter 63, when Jah come. Oh, here. The day of vengeance. Here. Just a look right here, bringing out how the elders called chosen and faithful, even the roots, the king's music, the chants and the praises, bringing out the prophecy for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. Seen? Here. Isaiah chapter 63, the day of vengeance. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozra? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, all one. And of the people, there was none, no one with me, with I. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled up on my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeem is come. And I looked, and there was none, no one to help. And I wondered that there was none of hope. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation, brought Yeshua to me, to I. And my fury, it upheld me. And I will tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Here, just a portion of Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah the prophet. Here, we have from chapter 61, moving forward to 63, we have two advents in one view. In the first coming, we have Yeshua HaMoshiach opening the book in the synagogue of Nazareth and saying, the spirit of Adonai Yahweh, Adonai Jehovah, is up on me, because Yahweh Jehovah hath anointed me, Messiah, to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent I to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, it's interesting, right here, in the first advent, when we say the second coming, the second advent, weep not, behold, the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, weep not, behold, Kedemali, Hada Selassie. Observe that Yeshua, Jesus, Isis, he suspended the reading of this passage from Isaiah chapter 61 in the synagogue at Nazareth, according to Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 21, at the comma in the middle of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 2, right here, to proclaim the acceptable year of Jehovah. And then script says that he closed up the book. The scroll was rolled up. That's the first advent. Therefore, the opening of the day of grace, which is called the acceptable year of Jehovah. But it does not fulfill the day of vengeance. That is taken up when HaMoshiach, when the Messiah, even the black Messiah, returns. We have New Testament scripture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 to 10. Now, here, continuing that second verse of Isaiah chapter 61, and the day of vengeance of our God, Eloheinu, I, power to comfort all that mourn. Now, as we study, this is the kingdom peace, the kingdom shalom, the baraka, the blessing, after the day of vengeance anticipated, and also bringing in the restoration of Yisrael, the restoration of true Israel, even we, the once lost, now found, black and brown people, the Beit Yisrael. Now, the last verse, taken with the fourth, it gives the historic and the prophetic, but the historic aspect of the prophetic connection. The day of vengeance, it precedes the regathering of Yisrael, and it synchronizes with the day of Adonai. Rastafari. Now, it's interesting. We had the fascist invasion of Ethiopia. We have His Majesty pleading the cause of His people. We have the nations, all the nations, the League of Goyim, the League of Heathen, the League of Gentiles, the League of Nations is the Goyim, the heathen that is spoken of even in prophecy. And then we have world war, right? So as we scroll from Isaiah chapter 61, we move forward, we come to chapter 63. So here in the Midrash, we picked up with the eighth section that began off like this. Another comment on the opening verse of Psalm 8, for him who triumphs, la menatzeach. Now, the usual translation is correct in the sense that it's correct. It's correct for the chief musician. But when you study the Hebrew, there's layers, there's heights, there's layers, right? For him who triumphed, for him who overcome, for the menatzeach, the one with netzach. Now, netzach is also found on the tree of life, right? But we'll touch on that, right? Yes, I. May God and I touch on the tree of life. Yes, I. Jalor. At treading the wine press, the Gittit. Now, the verse, it refers to the punishment of Gog and Magog and of the four kingdoms upon whom Hael will tread as in a wine press. Thus, in the Midrash, it brought out the second verse of Isaiah chapter 2. Wherefore art thou red? Wherefore art thou Adom? Adom. Adom means red. We have Edom, Adom, Adam, and also the red earth, the Adama. All right? So wherefore art thou red in what? In thine apparel. There's the coronation robes of His Majesty, Kadamawi Hadassalash, and thy garments like him that treadeth the winepress. Just to connect that connection right there, because that has to do with the judgment. And as we follow it through with the Valley of Jehoshaphat, as we look around what's happening in this world, flesh, and satanic seclorum right now, now, now. Just to bring out this portion right here, go on with this a little bit more, but suffice it to say, the revelation of His Majesty, glory, glory, glory. Yes, I. Make I and I ride up a little more right here on the ear and in the irid for today's daily psalm, Psalm 8. Yes, I. Rastafari. Babylon Truth.
Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth. Excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hast set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, 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 in all the earth.
Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet, Mizmor Chet. La Menatziach, Al Hagitit, Mizmor Ledawi. Yahu Adonenu, Ma Adir Shimka, V'Kol Haaret, Asher Tena Hodeka,
all hashamayim mipi olima wiyonima yisadita oz lima anas olareka leha hashbita oyev uamita nake ki eh shameka maeseya etzboteka yareyacha wekokai ashera konanta manosh kia tizikarenu ua ben adama kia tifak edenu Wate hasare hua meata me lohima We kavoda we hadara te atrehu Ta me shilehua be ma eseya yadeka kola shata tahata raglayo Sone wa lafima kulam We gama bahemota sadai Tzipor shamayim uad geya hayam Overa arhota yamin Yao adonen madir shimka Bekol haaret
Don't roam in pieces Just like a man that who is misled Jaja hayu he ate on the In his own image He had to make the sunlight to brighten
Why you tear Yahweh Elohim Min ha'edam Kol ha'yat Ha'sadeh With eight to call Of ha'shamayim Wayabel ha'adam Lir'ot Ma'yikra la'uwa וכל אשר יקרא לו האדם נפש החיה הוא שמו. It means that whatever name Elohim had ordained for every living creature, that was the name that the first man, Ha'adam, gave it and thereby named every living creature. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, asked the man, quote, And thou, and the I, what is Shemekha? What is thy name? What is Shemekha? The man answered, It is fitting that I be called Adam, since I was fashioned out of the earth, Adama. And Elohim asked, And I, what is Shemi? What is my name? What is thy name? Adam answered, It is fitting that thou be called Adonai, since thou art Adonai, Adonai of all, since the I art Lord, Master, Sovereign of all. Therefore it is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 42 and 8. Ani Yahuwahu Shemo, I be he who be who he be, Yahuwah. Ani Yahuwahu Shemo, or some say, Ani Adonai Hu Shemo, I am the Lord, the Sovereign, he who be who he be, that is, Shemi. My name, Adoni Yahuwahu Shemi, Ani Adonai Hu Shemi, I be he who be who he be, that is Shemi, Hu Shemi. By that Elohim, the true good, the true God meant, that is Shemi. My name, by that Adam called me, called I. And so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle of One, blessed be He, said to the angels, HaMelaki, said to the angels, behold, how great is man's chokmah, how great is man's wisdom, how great is man's wise mind. And yet you say, ma enosh ki tiyazik reinu. And yet you say, what is enosh, that thou, the I, art mindful of him? Similarly, the angels began remonstrating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the giving of HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to set forth HaTorah on Sinai for Yisrael, they said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Yahuwah Hadonenu, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Yet surely above the heavens set thy glory. By this they meant Ribon Shel Ha'olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master. It would be more fitting for thee, the I, to set forth HaTorah Bashamayim, in the heavens. Why? Because we are holy and pure, and it too is holy, pure and holy. We are eternally alive, and Torateka, the I Torah, is the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of life. It would be better if HaTorah were with us, with I and I. Elohim replied, HaTorah cannot find fulfillment among heavenly beings. For it is said of HaTorah in Iyov, in Job 28:13, neither is it found in the land of the living. Is there land in Shemayim, in heaven? Where can Torah find fulfillment among earthly beings? As it is said in Isaiah 45:12, I have made the land and created man upon it. My hands have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. In the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, Rav Nehemiah told the parable of a man whose son had a finger missing. The father sent his son away to have him taught the weaving of silk garments and whatever appertains to this craft, a craft requiring the use of all the fingers. After a time, the father came to the master weaver and asked, why hast thou not taught Bini, my son, the craft? The master weaver replied, this is a craft that requires the use of all the fingers. But, Baneka, the I son has a finger missing, yet thou desirest that he should learn weaving? So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, HaTorah, the Torah, cannot be taught to you, for there is no procreation among you, no uncleanness, no death, no disease. All of you are
holy kedoshi. Yet in HaTorah, such things are said as Numbers 19 and 14 says, when a man dieth in a tent, and in Leviticus 14 and 2, this shall be the law of HaMitzorah, of the leper, and in Leviticus 12 and 2, if a woman be delivered, and in Leviticus 15:25, if a woman hath an issue, and in Leviticus 11 and 9, these may ye all eat, and in Leviticus 11 and 4, these shall y'all not eat. Hence, it is said of HaTorah in Iyob, in Job 28 and 13, neither is it found in the land of the living. As soon as he finished saying all these things to the angels, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, performed his deed of love and gave HaTorah, the Torah, to Moshe. But when Moses was gone up the mountain and did not come down, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, wrought that thing of theirs, so that the tablets of testimony were smashed. When the ministering angels rejoiced and said, now HaTorah will be restored to us. And when Moshe went up, aliyed up a second time to receive HaTorah, the ministering angels asked, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, only yesterday did not the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, sin up against HaTorah in that thou hast written in Exodus 20 and 3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me, before I. Thereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, as accusers, you have always stood between me, between I and Yisrael. And yet when you went down to Abraham, did you not eat meat and milk together? As it is said even in Bereshit 18:7-8, and Abraham took curd and milk and the calf that he had dressed and set it before them, and they did eat. But even a child in Yisrael, after coming home from his teacher's, the Moreh's Beit, his teacher's house, will say if his mother sets out bread, meat, and cheese for him to eat, this day my teacher taught me, according to Exodus 34 and 26, thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. The angels found no answer for Elohim. And in that instant, when the angels had no answer and no rejoinder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moses, according to Exodus 34:27, write thou these words again. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired his presence, his face, his perception to dwell in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, the angels said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, what is man that thou art mindful of him. Mahenosh ki tizikrenu. Rav, Yehuda, Judah, in the name of Rav, Ibu, and Rav, Yehuda, Bar Simon, both deduce this remonstrance of the angels from the one verse in Psalm 68:13. Kings of heavenly hosts cast, yidodum, they cast, taking it to mean figuratively that the angels cast stones in remonstrance, yidodum, having the same sense as yadu in the verse in Joel 4:3, against me, my people, yadu, they cast lots. Hakadosh Baruch Hu then said to the angels, by your lives, I will do as you say. And Habakkuk 3:3, his glory covered the heavens only. But David said to the ministering angels, by your lives, the glory shall be with me. By your lives, the glory shall be with I. For the verse concludes, the earth shall be full of Tehilato, his praise, his eyes. The angels replied, only his praise, not his glory, will be on earth. David said, nevertheless, his glory will be on earth. As you can see from the psalm, the Mizmor, that begins with, praise ye, Yah, hallelujah, from the heavens in Psalm 148:1, and goes on in the 13th verse, his glory shall be upon earth and heaven. Thus, the glory will be first upon earth, and then will be Bashamayim in the heavens. Hence, here, hence, it is said, Yahuwah Adonenu, Mahadir Shimika, Bekol Haaretz, Asher Tenaho Deka, Al HaShemayim. Oh, Jehovah, Ayinai Adonia, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, where thou hast set thy glory that was in heaven. Mipia olalima where yonakima yitsadita os, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou the eye male ordained strength. Mipia olalima where yonakim yitsadita os. Consider this verse in the light illumination of what scripture says elsewhere, even in Proverbs 6:1. Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. These words are addressed to young disciples, young Talmudim, to each of whom at the time that he is ordained as a scholar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, says, quote, before thou wast ordained, thou wast not answerable for the entire community. But now that thou art ordained, thou art become a surety for the community. As it is said in Proverbs 6:1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy friend. Who is spoken of as thy friend? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of whom it is said in Song of Songs 5:16, this is my beloved, and this is my friend, and of whom it is also said in Proverbs 27 and 10, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. And what art thou to do as surety of what is clean? Thou art not to say it is unclean. And of what is unclean, that it is clean. Of what is permitted, thou art not to say it is forbidden. And of what is forbidden, verboten, that it is permitted. Otherwise, thou wilt be sneered into guilt by the words of thy mouth. As is said in Proverbs 6 and 2, thou art sneered by the words of thy mouth. What more art thou to do as surety? Go and occupy thyself with Torah. For the next verse, verse 3 of Proverbs chapter 6, it says, do this now, Bimini, do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Hear the word this clearly refers to Torah, of that it is said even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 4:44, in Deuteronomy 4, verse 44. And this is the Torah that Moses set before the Bnei Yisrael, that Moses set before the children, the sons of Yisrael. The verse that continues in Proverbs 6 and 3, go humble thyself. That is, get thee a master who will tread on thee as on earth, and humble thyself at his feet. But it is Elohim whom thou must set as Melech, as Negus, even as Negus Neges, king over thee. As the verse concludes in Proverbs 6 and 3, and let thy friend be king, Rechab, over thee. Hear the word Rechab pertains to kingliness, as does Rahab in the verse in Psalm 87, verse 4. I will make mention of the kingdom Rahab and of Babylon. If thou settest Elohim as Melech, as king, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over thee, the eye, according to Proverbs 6 and 5, thou wilt deliver thyself as a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Another comment, the words in Proverbs 6 and 1, Bini, my son, if thou art become surety for thy neighbor, are addressed to children in Israel who become sureties for one another at the time of the giving of Torah. How so? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to give HaTorah to Amo Yisrael, he said to them, give me surety that you will live by HaTorah, that you will live by the Torah. And when Amo Yisrael said, behold, the patriarchs will be sureties for us, for I and I, Elohim replied, as ye as your live, the patriarchs themselves are in debt to me, are in debt to I. Would that they were able to stand surety for their own person. A parable, a mashal, is told of a man who needed to borrow money and was told, bring surety, and thou will receive as much money as thou desirest. The man went and brought another who himself was in debt, and he was told, thou hast brought one already in debt to me. Would that he were able to stand surety for his own person. Go now and bring someone not in debt to me, and then receive what money thou desirest. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Amo Yisrael, you bring me the patriarchs, the fathers, sureties against whom I already hold many pledges. Bring I sureties who are not in debt to me, who are not in debt to I. Whence do we know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, spoke like this? Because it is written in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 5:3, Yahweh, Jehovah, made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, with I, who are all of us, all of I, here, alive, this day. When Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, asked, who are those not in debt to thee, to the I? Elohim, the true good, the true God, answered, infants. Whereupon Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, brought sucklings at their mother's breast, and pregnant women and women with child whose wombs became transparent as glass, so that the embryos in the womb could see Elohim and speak with Him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the sucklings and the embryos, will you be sureties for your fathers, your patriarchs, so that if I give them HaTorah, the direction, the instruction, they will live by it. But that if they do not, you will be forfeited because of them. They replied, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20:2, Anoki Yahweh Elohecha, I be He who be, we be, the I Elohim. They reply, can, yes. When Elohim said to them, according to Exodus 20:3, thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. They replied, can, yes. And so, as sureties for their fathers, for their patriarchs, at every utterance they replied, can, yes. When Elohim said, thou shalt, and replied, no. When Elohim said, thou shalt not, thereupon Elohim declared, out of your mouth, then, I give HaTorah, as is said, Mipi olelim v'yonikim yisadita oz, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, according to today's daily psalm, Psalm 8:3, strength oz here means Torah. Of that it is said in Psalm 29:11, Yahweh Jehovah will give strength to Amo, His people. Accordingly, when fathers, patriarchs, and Yisrael, Elohim forfend, reject HaTorah, their children are forfeited on account of them, as it is said in Hosea 4:6, my people are cut off for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy Elohim. I also will forget thy children. What did Elohim mean in saying, I also will forget thy children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant, I also, in a manner of speaking, will make myself, I forget that thy children bless me, bless I. Hence, here it is said, I also. A further comment on out of the mouth of babes, or the lean and sucklings, Yonakim, hast thou ordained strength? Have thou ordained strength? Yisadita Oz, Rabbi, and Rav Jose the Galilean differed. Rebbe, Rabbi said, the word olelim means children old enough to play in the street, as is shown by the verse in Yirmiyahu and Jeremiah 9:20, to cut off the children olal from the streets, and also by the verse in Lamentations 4:4b-5a. The young children, olalim, ask bread. They are desolate in the streets. And the word yonakim means embryos in their mother's womb. Rav Jose the Galilean said, the word olim means embryos still in the womb. As in the verse from EO from Job 3:16, embryos, olalim, that never saw light. The word yonkim means infants, just out of the womb, as in the verse from Song of Songs 8:1, oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked your neck, the breast of my mother. Rav and Rav Lewi commented further on the infants offering of themselves as surety. Rav said, their mother's wombs became like transparent glass, and at once the embryos let go of their navel strings, and the sucklings let go of the nipples. Rav Lewi, Levi added, even greater than the first miracle was the one that followed. The mother's wombs became opaque again. The embryos rejoined themselves to the navel strings, and the sucklings went back to the nipples. After having opened their mouths in song, as is said, Mipi olalima wiyonkim yisadita oz, out of the mouths of embryos and sucklings hast thou ordained strength. The verse concludes, because of thine adversaries, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. Lema'ana oreka lehashbita oyeva ua mitanake. The term adversaries, implying two adversaries, and the phrase the enemy and the avenger imply two more adversaries in allusion to the four kingdoms. A different comment by the word because of thine adversary. Lim'on Zoreka Elohim, and on account of your adversaries, I have given you HaTorah.
Give me just a little.